Well, now let's get to the political and economic storm in Greece, where the far-left party Syriza will lead the new government after winning yesterday's election. 40-year-old Alexis Tsipras leads that party. He's now the new prime minister of Greece, and he's forming a coalition government with the far-right Independence Party, which also opposed the strict austerity measures imposed on Greece after a 240 billion euro bailout. Marilyn Giwax is NPR senior business editor. She's with us now. And Marilyn, first of all, what does this mean for Greece? This is the big question. What does this mean for Greece and its economy?
Right now, the only thing that is certain is that this is a very uncertain situation. You know, Greece is kind of a small country. It has fewer than 5 million workers, but 1 out of 4 of them are unemployed. So that means pretty much every family is feeling this suffering. It's a lot worse than what our recession was. So the Greeks, you know, think about it. They started digging this hole back in the better times when the government was borrowing and they borrowed too much. And then the global recession hit in 2008. The Greek economy started declining and the government couldn't pay its debts. But because it's part of this 28-nation European Union, they had a way to reach up and grab a hand and pull themselves up a little bit. The stronger countries in Europe, like Germany, Finland, France, they teamed up with the International Monetary Fund. They restructured Greece's debts. They helped them out, but they said, you've got to cut government spending. And that was very hard on these public sector workers who didn't want to lose their government jobs. So there were strikes, there was anger. All of that translated into these votes for the far left and some for the far right. Now you've got a really odd governing coalition. So when I use that word uncertainty, that's what all the economists are saying today. They don't really know what this new leadership is going to do. In general, Jeremy, rule of thumb, political uncertainty is not like the formula for economic success.
Well, what are we hearing from Europe today, from the creditors that have bailed out Greece all these years?
Well, the Germans jumped up pretty quickly this morning, and their officials were saying, hey, rules are rules. The Greeks are free to elect whoever they want to elect, but they're not free to suddenly change the rules on these bailouts. So the richer countries are saying to Greece, you know, you've got to follow the austerity rules, and they're afraid that if they give too much slack to Greece, other countries, you know, Ireland, Portugal, what if they start bending the rules too? And then you have a lot of defaults, or, you know, just chaos starts to break out. You could break up their currency union. It could undermine the whole EU. So it is possible that these Greek troubles could kind of create this contagion that would spread across Europe. And that would generate a lot of instability and uncertainty for everybody.
Could it spread across the ocean? Could it cause, as it has in the past, could it cause trouble in our own economy here in the U.S.?
Well, that's the concern for us as Americans. The global growth right now is pretty fragile. You know, and if you're in this country, we're doing well. We feel pretty good about the economy here right now. But Japan is very weak. China's been slowing. So everybody's looking at Europe saying, come on, perk up a little bit, guys, and start to pull your weight so that we'd have a true global recovery. And there are reasons why maybe that would happen. You've got a cheaper euro that helps their manufacturers. You've got cheaper energy prices. The central bank's trying to kick in with more liquidity. So there are reasons to be optimistic. But as I said, you know, common sense tells you if you're a business person and you're trying to decide where to invest, uncertainty is not the word you want to hear.
Absolutely not. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwax, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.